Using art therapeutically has become a widely used tool for people working with children, trauma survivors, and people who are nonverbal. Michael Franklin is the chair of the Graduate Transpersonal Art Therapy Program at Naropa University and the founder of the Naropa Community Art Studio. He'll be speaking about art therapy, but also art as contemplative practice at the monthly interface program that happens in Boulder on tomorrow morning.
Art therapy really is a treatment of choice, actually, for PTSD and traumatic brain injury, and in large part because one of the coping strategies of trauma is to dissociate. And when ready and when working with a skillful art therapist, art is a way to reassociate the dissociated parts. And for many people, they claim that this is an antidote to a process that they've been locked in and stuck in, and that is the replaying of the post-traumatic stressful situation. This is a way to sort of cycle it through, much more complicated than I can get into now, but I think that's a good beginning of how healing relates to the use of art with, let's say, people dealing with trauma. And a lot of people are dealing with trauma.
Well, if you look at it maybe as a spectrum, and trauma and how art therapy is used is maybe on the extreme end of the spectrum. But I know you also talk about how anyone can use it. You know, if you look at it also as a contemplative practice, you actually have a new book, Art as a Contemplative Practice, and that's going to be, I know, the subject of what you'll talk about.
Yes.
That, you know, if you look at some of the other practices that have also now become quite mainstream, yoga, meditation, art is up there with it.
Oh, absolutely. And so just a quick word about art. I really believe art is something that happens to me or happens to you. It's not a thing that we're only looking at and having some response. Art happens to me. I know it happens to me when I'm different after experiencing what it is that I'm listening to, if it's music or observing, if it's, let's say, dance, or if I observe in a film or movie. When I leave the movie theater and I come out feeling feelings I didn't anticipate to feel, something has happened to me. What has happened to me is art, and I'm different from that experience. And so I also think about as art that something is moving me, is happening to me. And so this book that I wrote is really asking lots of questions about what art is and how it is a contemplative practice. And so it's about 25 years of work, and I've cast a wide net around many contemplative traditions and try to filter them into not only different categories, but also what the art-based connections are to these contemplative traditions. So there is a rather large chapter on art as yoga, art as meditation, art and imaginal traditions, personal artwork as well, sort of a blend of first-person and third-person narrative and scholarly writing. And so the idea of art is contemplative practice. The word contemplative, the root really is temple. And so where is the temple? It's found in natural places, wild places. We're lucky to live where we do. We go out and take hikes, and we feel that we're in a sacred moment. The temple can be actually right here now between us as we have an exchange of ideas and even eye contact. The temple is all around, and the temple is also inside. And so there are different pilgrimage sites to enter these temples and to bring what contemplation is also about, is bringing awareness to the moment and focus to what is emerging, unfolding, what is coming alive, and to receive it freshly, openly. And art is a way to respond, to answer creation back with creation. And the use of materials and processes, which is really where the action is to me, the art materials themselves and the corresponding processes that are inherent in art materials, let's say clay or paint or stone or video. So the idea of using art and materials and processes as a way to enter these places, these temple places, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, and to become absorbed in those moments, in those places, in those materials.
It's Michael Franklin, who will speak on art as contemplative practice at the monthly Interface program. It happens tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. at the Naropa North Boulder campus. You can find out more at interfaceboulder.org. But you can also find out more about Michael Franklin's work at artisyoga.com.